In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Tonight, we've reached the midweek of the Holy Pascha, and we're getting closer to the cross. But I feel during the Holy Week that the Church has definite themes, and the Church trying to make us understand these themes. So basically, before yesterday, Abuna was talking to us about spiritual fruits. And there is always a positive and a negative side of the lesson. So if we're talking about the spiritual fruits, we can also say spiritual emptiness. Yesterday, the Church was talking to us about spiritual readiness. But we can say also spiritual slothfulness, depending on which side of the coin you are. And today, the Church is screaming at us about spiritual faithfulness. So most of the readings today are revolving around two themes: the betrayal of the disciple, Judas, and the anointing by the woman in Bethany. That are the two themes that the Church is focusing about the whole day long. So I'd like to maybe contemplate with you tonight on these two themes. We'll call it betrayal and love. And I tell you, it's a very frightful thing to stand tonight to talk about Judas. We all know the story. We heard the sermon so many times. And after we tell the story, we like to end by saying, "Woe to you, Judas." And I was wondering to myself, or should I say, "Woe to me?" Because his way was the way of blindness. He did not see his sins. So, about this theme, the Church is always reminding us, remember, we're fasting all year long, Wednesdays and Fridays. And the reason we're fasting Wednesdays is the Church wanted to constantly reminding us, remember what happened, what the events that happened on that day, how the disciple was betraying his master. Even tonight, we read the Psalm Avicii Non, and that's the Psalm 54. And it says, "His words are softer than oil." So it's talking about Judas. "Yet they were drawn swords." So we sang Avicii Non today, and we're going to sing it tomorrow on the first hour. It's a very long hymn, right after the procession of Judas. Long hymn again. What is the message after that? The message is the Church wanted to caution us. Remember, Judas was a very close follower. Judas was numbered among the disciples. He shared in this ministry. Yet he was counted with the transgressors. So watch and take heed that you examine yourselves and watch. That's the message that the Church is trying to give us behind these hymns. And we all know the story about Judas. He was a close follower of Jesus. Actually, he left everything and followed Jesus. But it seems like he followed maybe outwardly, but inwardly, he carried with him his desires and his evil lusts and everything. Didn't leave anything behind. He spent with Christ 3 years. He heard the greatest sermons ever. He heard Christ saying, "Unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish." I wonder whether he was paying attention. He heard him talking to the Pharisees and scribes and told them, "You hypocrites." Was he paying attention? He heard Christ telling about how to store spiritual treasures in heaven. He saw Christ feeding the thousands without money. Yet he felt the need of stealing from the money box. It doesn't make any sense. He saw the greatest miracles. He saw Christ raising Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. He witnessed like the evil spirits cast out. Himself, he healed the sick and he cast out devils, right? But the reading of the gospel today from St. Luke said that Satan entered him. I wonder, how could it be? The one who cast out the devils, how could it be that he is entered by the Satan? Listen, I wonder if that can happen to us. I don't understand. How did he dare to deliver Christ for 30 pieces of silver? He even went to the chief priest and told him, what would you give me to deliver him? 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. Judas, how little you thought of the Lamb of God. How cheap you thought of Christ. You deliver him for 30 pieces of silver coins. His story is mysterious, but it's frightful. And whenever we remember his story, we should examine ourselves. Should we say, woe to you, Judas? Or should we say, woe to me? You know why? Because I heard the same sermons he heard. I read the same sermons hundreds of times, yet I haven't changed. And I saw, maybe I didn't see, but I believed in the same miracles he saw. I believed in them. I haven't repented. I was always thinking to myself, these sermons are for them, not for me. See, when we go back to his story, I wonder how many times he went and knelt before Christ. I guess it was impossible for him to do that. Why? Because he was very much busy worshiping himself. Very much busy servicing his own desires, self-pleasing. His pride and his ego hindered him from worshiping. When we think of that, he basically heard Christ, heard all the teaching of Christ, but delivered. Why? I guess because all these teaching fell on a stony ground, on a rocky heart. His heart was hard, very hard. Even the word of Christ couldn't break his stony heart. He refused the will of God in his life. He refused all the tender mercies of Christ for him to repent. This led everybody else around to repent. Remember, the sinful woman, Christ has forgiven her. Remember the tax collector, he was forgiven too. These sermons led everybody to repent. Why did he not? His heart was hardened. His heart was stony. It was very much full of darkness, full of numbness, beyond sensitive, beyond the feelings. Remember, because of this, he delivered. I should now examine myself. I wonder how many of us sold Christ for very cheap things. for maybe few minutes of pornography and sinful, like the sins of the flesh. Or maybe one night passion in a shameful relationship. Or maybe we sold Christ for few hours of gossiping and a fight with a relative or a friend that kept me from communion for so long. Or maybe we sold Christ for like the tide of things that I didn't let want to go off, so I can afford myself a bigger house and a nicer car. Or maybe for a few hours more for overtime. We do the same. And we should take care. We should watch ourselves. We are followers too. We are disciples too. Let's examine ourselves. And now, the church doesn't stop here, actually. The church teaches us about another example. Three readings, gospel readings, are talking about Bethany. We should go to Bethany. We should go to Bethany. That's when the women anointed the Lord. Actually, two events. 6 days before the Passover, the Lord was dining in the house of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. That's when Mary anointed the Lord and washed his feet with her head, with her hair, and wiped them with the hair of her head. That's one incident. And the other reading today is talking about this woman. We don't know her name, but that woman anointed Christ's head. Everybody else thought it's a waste, but Christ blessed her. So I would like to spend some few minutes contemplating on the love shown by these women. First, a very expensive flask of alabaster fragrant oil was obtained. It cost 300 denarii. A denarii is the wage of one day of work. So if you take off the 50 Sabbath, so she gave a full year worth. I wonder, what did she have to sell to do that? I wonder how she could afford doing something like that. How? But the message is, she gave everything. And she didn't hold anything. So if we are to give Christ, we are to give him everything. We are to give him our heart. We are to give him our might, our strength. Everything. Holding back, nothing. Then secondly, she broke the flask so she can release the sweet fragrance from inside. She had to break it. And the message here is, we're taught to break our will. Break our ego. Break our pride and come to Christ, worshiping, like what she did. You know, if you want to anoint the head, you could be standing. But if you want to anoint the feet, you have to bow down. You have to throw yourself at the ground. You have to offer yourself. You have to lower yourself to the ground. Every bit of her being was spent at the feet of Christ. She came in full submission. As if she's saying, I'm yours. You know who else is anointed on the head by oil? Kings. So she was saying to him, you are my king. And the message is for us. To come broken. Because isn't that the way of the cross? How broke Jesus was for us. He emptied himself for us. He denied himself. Isn't that the true disciple? Did he not say, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, bear your cross, and follow me? And if I want to be a true disciple, then I come bowing down, breaking my will, breaking my ego, breaking my pride, and serve. Christ will do the same thing with his disciple tomorrow. When he is the master and the Lord, he will bow down to wash their feet and tell them, go serve. You too, do the same. And that's what they did. They went and preached and served. They didn't think about how they feel. They didn't think about the scary countries where they will go. One went to Ethiopia, one went to India, one went to Alexandria. They went. They broke their will. They accepted the will of God in their life. No arguments. That's the way. In the story of the women, we learn to give everything, to let the Lord reign on the fullness of our heart. Once we do that, we are ready to break our will. We are ready to abide by everything he says. And then we're ready to go serve. You know, my problem, when I look at myself, where am I between the Mary and Judas? Where you are? Where? Where do you fit in this scale? Unfortunately, I'm something in between. I am not a full Mary. And I still harbor in my heart, deep inside in my heart, Judas. A lot of Judas. That I don't want to get rid of. To follow Christ. I'm something in between. I'm always wavering between. But then, this is not the faithfulness that the Lord is looking for. The faithfulness is that the whole heart is Him, is for Him. My brethren, this is not befitting us as children of God to be wavering between a Judas and Mary. It's not befitting us. We are whom we've been washed, purified, justified, and sanctified by the blood of Christ. It's not befitting for us to be wavering between both. Tonight, I would like to pray with you for the Lord to come, to break my will, to break my pride, to break my ego. I pray the Lord to not let me turn away or to refuse his will in my life. I tell him, Lord, I am yours. I belong to you. And whatever you desire to do with me, let it be done. I will accept it, Lord. If you want to change me, I will accept it. If you want to use me, I will accept it. If you want to try me, I will accept it. Whatever you want to do with me tonight, let it be done. Let it be your will. And I wanted to leave you with this verse from St. Paul. And it says, you are bought, remember that you are bought with a price. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and spirit, which are God's. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Reference to
كل الابن الوحيد القدوس خالق الكل ومدبرهم والروح القدس المحيي الثالوث القدوس الذي تكسو له كل ركبة ما في السماوات ما في الأرض نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries and for these dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation, deliver it from all evil. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من بقدرتي دبر حياة الإنسان قبل خلقته وصنع له الموجودات بحكمته وزين السماء بالنجوم والأرض بالنباتات والأشجار والكروم والأودية. أنت الآن يا ملكنا اقبل تلقات عبيدك الواقفين بين يديك القائلين نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O great and holy God, who created man his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من خلصت عبدك نوح البار ونجيته من الطوفان هو وبني ونسائهم وأيضا الحيوانات الطاهرة وغير الطاهرة لأجل تجديد الأرض مرة أخرى نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Maker and Provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the need and the bird, for you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من ضيف عند عبد إبراهيم رئيس الأباء واتك على مائدته وبارك في زرعه. أنت الآن يا ملكنا اقبل طلبة عبيدك وكهنتك الواقفين بين يديك وتراءف على العالم وخلص شعبك من كل شدة وحل فيهم وسر بينهم. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eye of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless, and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have Lord, have mercy.
أيها الناظر المتواضعين بعين عنايتك التي لا تغفل وخلصت يوسف من إمرات سيده وجعلته ملكا على مصر وأحوالها وأجزت عليه أيام الشدة فآتي إليه أخوته وأبو يعقوب وسجدوا بين يديه وأخذوا منه حنطة لقوت بنيهم ومواشيهم. نحن الجميع أيضا نخضع لك برؤوسنا ونسجد ما بين يديك ونشكرك يا خالقنا ورازقنا على كل حال وفي كل حال ومن أجل سائر الأحوال. نجنا يا الله من كل شدة نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the law, the prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfill them, save your people from every hardship, manage their lives according to your goodwill, and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
من عار الشعب الإسرائيل 40 سنة في طور سيناء ولم يكن لهم بيوت ولا مخازن. أنت رب سيدي احفظ شعبك وعلهم وبارك فيما نزلهم ومخازنهم بالبركات السمائية. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah, that has bidden and wind the sky rain, and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house. Accept the prayers of your people through the intercession of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا الله ترأف العالم بين الرحمة والرافة وبارك في كيل غلاتهم ومخازنهم في القليل الذي عندهم وأسعد مياه الأنهار كمقدارها وهب اعتدانا للأهوية ونيل مصر باركوا في هذا العام وكل عام وفرح وجه الأرض وعلنا نحن البشر. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O you who accepted the repentance of Nineveh's when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us only worthy to play of pleading you and receiving your compassion, crying and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom and receive from your servant their repentance, their confession, their fasting, and their offerings, which are offered upon you, your holy altar, our accepted incense, and have mercy on them, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
أيها المدبر القوي المؤدب الشافي طبيب الأرواح والأجساد الذي امتحن عبده أيوب وشفاه من بلاياه ورد عليه ما فقد منه أزيد مما كان، ارحم شعبك وخلصه من جميع البلايا والمحن والتجارب والشدائد يا ناصر جميع المتوكلين عليك. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Christ our God, Lord of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciple, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا صانع العجائب والمعجزات واشبع الألوف من خمس خبزات وأقام الأموات وبارك في العرس بقانا الجليل. الآن أيها السيد بارك لعبيدك في خبزهم وزيتهم وزرعهم ونحلهم في متاجرهم وصنعهم بمشورتهم. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the heart of their rulers with kindness toward them. Soften their hearts toward our poor and needy brethren and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من ترك لنا عهد المقدس جسد ودم حاضرا عندنا كل يوم على المذبح خبزا وخمرا بحلول روح قدسه وأوصانا قائلا اصنعوا هذا لذكر. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Christ our God, have mercy on your people and successors of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessing. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
أيها المولود من الآب الذي تجسد من البكر البتول عذراء القديسة مريم في آخر الأيام الذي قال لتلاميذ القديسين امضوا وتلمذوا كل الأمم وعمدوهم وعلموهم جميع ما وصيتكم به، وإذا أنا معكم كل الأيام وإلى انقضاء العالم. كن أيضا مع شعبك الصارخين إليه قائلين: نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sin of your people, purify them from every blemish and clean them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, burning doubts and hardness of heart arising from pride. Heart arising from pride, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. أنت يسوع خلصنا يا ولد الإله الحسن المنيع، إليك نسألك نسأل مشورة المعاندين أننا ابتلي وحزن عبيدك لفرح ردي كل مدينتنا سهوني، وعن الملوك والرؤساء الرزقسين حارب، وعن سلام العالم والكنائس شفاعي. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God of mercy and compassion, O Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our weak deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God of our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation of the world, of the enemy, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
من أجل حفظنا تحت اليد العالية المقدسة التي لك يا الله نطلب إليك أن تبقى لنا وعلينا حياة الآب المكرم البطريرك بابا الأنبا معظم الأنبا تدروس الثاني، وأن تحفظ لنا حياة وتثبت على كرسي سنين عديدة واسمنا سالمة هادية مديدة. ونسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Christ, our God, we ask of your gracious and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our Father, the Metropolitan, the Bishop, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to all the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
وأيضا الضالين والمسافرين ردهم والأرام والأيتام علهم والجياع والعطاش اشبعهم والذين عليهم دين واوفع عنهم وسامحهم والمحبوسين والذين في الشدائد افرج عنهم والمرضى والمطروحين اشفهم والراكدين نيحهم. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God of our Holy Father, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands, you who manifested your love for mankind. O merciful one, accept from your mother intercession on our behalf and save, O Savior, humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your son, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Have mercy.
If not in Ainan, Seishon, Ayerun, Arion, Ayniman, Chintik, Mit, Urun.
Kiriya laison, Kiriya laison,
Kiriya laison.
nina nente kherini kanin novi na nevon
kirie leison kirie leison kirie leison
kirie leison kirie
الكنيسة حاصنها بالإيمان بحصون اليمني لا تتزعزع أبدا
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا ليسون
كريا Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Liubarekna kollena. يطهر قلوبنا ويشفي أمراض نفوس وأجسادنا
Christos nem pekiotem avasos nem piem nem mas ovagi av ashka soti emo
Amin Alleluia doxa patrinke yonke agium neumati keninke ai Christos eonaston eonon amin ten oncevon ingo emon je open choice izon berestos fi etav ashev esavros et echum chem satanas sapisiten nel shalav soti emon avoh nainan ki eleison Kyrie eleison, Kyrie logison, amin, smu eroi, simetania, kuni evol compi esmu.
يسوع المسيح الهنا الحقيقي الذي قبل الالام بارادته وصلب على الصليب من اجلنا يباركنا كل بركه روحيه ويعيننا ويكمل لنا البصره المقدسه ويرينا فرح قيامته المقدسه سنين كثيره وازمنه سالمه بالسؤالات وطلبات التي تصنعها عنا كل حين سيدتنا ملكتنا كلنا والدة الإله القديسة الطاهرة مريم وجميع مصاف الملائكة وكل الطغمات السمائية وصلوات رؤساء الأباء والأنبياء والرسل والشهداء والأبرار والصديقين ومصاف لباس الصليب والنساك والمعترفون والسواح وبركة البصخة المقدسة التي لمخلصنا الصالح بركتهم المقدسة ونعمتهم وقوتهم وهبتهم ومحبتهم ومعونتهم تكون معنا كلنا للأبد آمين بيه خريستوس بالنوتي
آمين أس أشوبي
إبو أورون تاتي هيريني موينان تكيريني سمنان تكيريني كاري نوفي داني فول لك القوة والمجد
آمين.
والبركة والعزة وللأبد آمين Make us worthy to pray thankfully our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Well, وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام وسلام ورب يكون مع جميعكم.